USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The man charged with New York's Gilgo Beach serial killings showed no emotion in court today. Rex Huerman's attorney, Michael Brown.
We're going to defend this case in a courtroom. In the courtroom we just were in, where we have 12 fair and impartial jurors, where we have a fair and impartial judge.
Brown says there have been thousands of leads in the case that he's not yet seen. Huerman was present for a preliminary hearing today after he was charged last month with the murders of three women. The grand jury hearing evidence on former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election is apparently done for the day. The panel met for more than 4 hours in Washington, D.C., but it's unclear at this time if they voted on an indictment. Some Republicans are now insisting that the Justice Department shed more light on Hunter Biden's plea deal. The agreement was placed on hold due to concerns expressed by a judge. House Republicans, including Jim Jordan, James Comer, and Jason Smith, have taken action by writing a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Their request, they want access to documents and answers to a series of questions concerning the president's son's plea agreement. New Jersey officials are mourning the death of Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver after she passed away from an undisclosed medical issue.
Sheila Oliver's family announcing her death a day after the 71-year-old was hospitalized in New Jersey. State officials had said her duties as acting governor were transferred to Senate President Nick Scutari while Governor Murphy was on vacation with family in Italy. In a statement, Murphy called Oliver a trailblazer who was the first black woman to serve as New Jersey's state assembly speaker and the second in the nation's history to lead a house of a state legislature. The Oliver family says she was not only a public servant, but a cherished daughter, sister, aunt, friend, and hero. I'm Natalie Migliori, New Jersey.
New Labor Department data reveals that job turnover in the U.S. has hit a two-year low, indicating a cooling off of the labor market compared to the pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% to 2.4% in June. This is USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Federal health officials are warning of deadly fungal meningitis outbreaks at border medical clinics in Mexico. A Texas woman who died this week after getting plastic surgery is the latest. That's according to the CDC, which has put the death toll at 10. Ford is restarting production of its F-150 Lightning pickups. The automaker says it reopened the factory that builds the electric trucks after a six-week break for upgrades. Ford also announced that new orders for the pickups increased sixfold since it cut prices for the new EV models. There truly is no more room at the inn.
Asylum seekers continue to sleep on sidewalks outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel, with New York City struggling to find shelter for them. They were once again outside the Roosevelt Hotel overnight, which is the intake center for newly arriving migrants. New York Mayor Eric Adams admits the city is out of room with hundreds of migrants still arriving daily. I'm Corey Myers.
Theaters in the Middle East are postponing the Barbie movie's release. The regional Warner Brothers partner pushed the initial July 19th date back to August 31st. Variety reporting the reason is related to censorship edits for dialogue and narration that mentions LGBTQ communities. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing could make someone a billionaire. With 3.5 months having gone by since someone last hit it big in the lottery, tonight's estimated jackpot currently stands at just over $1 billion in the multi-state lottery. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.